In his first news conference since his swearing in as the new Bank of South Sudan governor earlier this week, Dear Tongor said the new measures are aimed at stabilizing the economy.
We will raise the policy rate, that's the interest rate of the central bank, the rate that we use when we are lending to government or to commercial banks. We will raise that rate immediately to 15%. Also, we will increase the reserve requirement ratio, that is by law imposed on the deposit of commercial bank, to 20%. Third, we are increasing the cash ratio, that's the ratio of cash liquidity that need to be kept by banks in their vault in order to meet the demands of their depositors. We are going to increase that rate to 20%.
Tonga says the Bank of South Sudan will also step up its supervisory role by continuously monitoring commercial banks and will crack down on money laundering.
We will continue to support the Financial Intelligence Unit so that we implement this framework, because that will also help the building of confidence in our banking system.
Tonga says the new measures were approved yesterday in an extraordinary meeting of the Monetary Policy Committee of the Central Bank. He says the meeting was called to address the rapid depreciation of the South Sudanese pound and the country's high inflation. Tong says the Monetary Committee noted the economy has been battered by the COVID-19 pandemic, low prices, and what he calls the constrained financial system performance, particularly in the banking sector.
It is a reaction, it's a policy response to a certain development in monetary framework of the country.
Over the past 2 months, the South Sudanese pound has continued to fall in value against the U.S. dollar, dropping nearly 50% in the parallel market rate. The dollar used to exchange for 310 South Sudanese pounds 2 months ago. Now it exchanges for 550 South Sudanese pounds. In July, the central bank lowered the interest rate and the cash reserve ratio. At the time, the bank lowered the interest rate by 3 percentage points from 13% and reduced the cash reserve ratio from 15% to 10%. Governor Tong says all of the changes are short-term measures that must be sustained with achievable long-term plans. He says the production of goods and services is inadequate in South Sudan, which makes it difficult to control the inflation rate.
Our main problem, the main problem of our economy is issue of production. And of course, that's long-term. It's medium to long-term. We need to be producing. Because if you don't produce, really, it's very difficult for you to stop inflation, especially if we take South Sudan as a small open economy like us, depending mostly on importing so many things.
The drop in international oil prices has hit South Sudan, as income from oil accounts for 98% of the country's budget. Tong notes that South Sudan imports most of its goods and services. For VOA News, I'm Waki Simon Wudu in Juba.